This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
1, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now.
Your Honor.
Let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
Number two of On the Tee, Florida. We're live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill down here in 13th and Central on a brisk evening, of course. We've got the two golf simulators upstairs, and they're available to rent anytime. We've got a BOGO the rest of December, and of course, our good friends at Michelob Ultra sponsoring everything we do on the simulators up there. We'll have leagues. We're gonna have our own league. We'll talk a little bit about that down the road here. Tom Gribben is exiting for the second hour, but Bill Buttner still in the house. Kerry McNally, and of course John Rager up there at St. Augustine Beach. And we're gonna get Wild Bill giving a little weather report as well on the Christmas Day forecast. I believe is what his forecast is going to be. John Rager.
Well, absolutely. One of the fun things about Wild Bill Sereau, we make a lot of fun of him sometimes because he is a spirited individual, a pirate at heart, but he's also a very avid golfer, and he's got his own backyard golf course. But Bill provides us with those yank and crank hats. So if you're looking for a stocking stuffer, you go to myshopify.com/yankandcrank, and you get some nice hats. And we certainly got a lot of nice swag from Bill earlier this year, and we really appreciate him supporting On the Tee, Florida Golf. So when he comes on, we're looking for him not to give us today's weather golf forecast, but it's going to be the Christmas golf forecast. You know what's really interesting, though, Bill, is that, not Bill, but Mike, what's going to be interesting is that we've had this golf show, and we came on, we said, we're going to talk Christmas, and we talked about golf. Well, now, we're going to talk golf, and it's going to be all about Christmas. So we got to kind of our channel switched here, but we're looking forward to Bill come on to talk about the Christmas Day weather.
Well, we will. We're efforting him right now, and these are the things I kind of wanted to talk about. And I don't know how much into Christmas you are, Mr. Buttner or Mr. McNally, but I
love Christmas.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Having served in the Marine Corps, 4 years, active 2 years reserves, probably I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Great call.
That's such an important sentiment. A big thing in the Marines was back then, it was mail call. Back then you actually got physical mail. It was before the internet machine. And that was like a big deal to get letters from home and Christmas cards and maybe a little cash or something like that from my father or what have you. But that's my favorite. I'll Be Home for Christmas.
So you had to spend a few Christmases away overseas.
Yeah, I was very, very lucky that when I went to Paris Island for Marine Corps recruit training. We don't really call it boot camp. That's in the Army. In the Marines, it's recruit training. And I went and was graduating from the very first day on the 22nd of December. But the interesting thing about Marine Corps recruit training is that if you mess up enough, they just send you back in time. Not literally. There's no time machine. But if you're supposed to do 13 weeks, which is approximately the time that you do, like, so let's say you're at 9 weeks and you make a huge mistake, and then you make another huge mistake, they might send you back to week six or week five. And you
Holy
have to do,
hell.
You gotta do 5, 6, 7, and 8, and then you become a choreographer.
Oh, my gosh.
5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, so anyway, I was very fortunate that I never really messed up in a big way, and I graduated from Marine Corps recruit training on December 22nd, 19, whatever the year was.
And that was the 19th. Hey, Bill Buttner, I wanted to make sure that we got you a Christmas present, and uh,
is she,
She arrived.
She arrived.
She's
and
here.
It's Patty Suzette.
The place just got a lot better looking and a lot classier and a lot more intelligent.
Well,
wow, that's a lot to live up to.
A lot.
Well, and she does it anytime she makes an appearance. In fact, I even have a Christmas card for you, young
lady.
Look
how sweet that is.
That yeah.
Is so sweet.
Tom Griffin didn't appreciate that. He didn't. He's a Grinch. He didn't appreciate the popcorn. He's bitching about the headphones.
Well, Tom's. You know, when you play Wembley twice, you know, you get to be a little bit fastidious when it comes to the audio.
Well, hey, but now he's playing Katiki. He's really going to be up
January 6th. Once again, it's going to be Tom Griffin and the Saltwater Cowboys. January 6th, I think it's going to kick off
Sunset Beach.
Sunset Beach at the Tiki, right?
Katiki. And I can get this out of my mouth without him hammering me. I'm going to let him know that the guys that own Katiki, what state do you think they're from?
Let me
I'm
think
gonna
about
go
it
with Iowa.
You guys are brilliant.
You said January 6th, right?
Yes.
Right.
Now, this is going to be different than other January 6th. This is going to be fun.
We're not going there.
We might be storming the beach, but it's going to be the beach at the Katiki.
Exactly. Well,
Wait a second. I like the way Patty's thinking right now. Because, yeah, she's all about marketing. We could call this the Insurrection Tour. Tom Griffin and the Saltwater Cowboys.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't think he wants to tag to that. Nah.
No.
I don't think you want to tag to that because the diversity down at Katiki, I was a regular for a year. When I got such depression when they let me go at the St. Pete Country Club as a cart jockey. I nestled into a bar stool on a daily basis at Katiki for quite some time. And so I can tell you the diversity. I can tell you the names of the regulars. And, no politics.
So the only marching that's going to be going on is marching to the beat of the Saltwater Cowboys.
Very good.
Wow.
So, hello, beautiful. So you were stuck in that traffic?
Nothing like hitting holiday traffic. On rush hour in Tampa,
I did it yesterday, taking friends to the to the airport. I said, could you have picked any worse time? I'm on at 4:30 to 5. It took me 45 minutes to get back.
It was over an hour. So I actually was an hour each way, and I got pulled over. And not everybody...
Pulled over by cops?
I was pulled over by a cop on a motorcycle.
Who wouldn't pull you over?
Well, I was going to say she's been stopping traffic since the 90s.
Oh, that's cute. And I'm not going to point out that I was only 14 in the 90s.
Yeah, sicko.
That's right.
Get your dates right. God.
Since 2018. She's been stopping traffic since 2018 when she was 18.
You actually got pulled over?
I got pulled over and he was so nice.
What did he pull you over for?
Well, for some reason you get pulled over when you're doing 51 and a 35. I just turned onto a road.
Where were you?
I literally BFE. I have no idea. It was so far north dropping this piece off for this guy. It was right before I got to his spot. And the cop pulls me over, and I'm like, okay, I'm so nice.
Andy Griffith? I mean, was it this Barney Fife pulling you over, small town cop?
He was a small town, but he was a sweetheart. And I was just laughing. I'm like, of all the times to be wearing an elf costume right before Christmas, I don't know if it was
Give you the breath test?
I don't know if it was my sunny personality or if the fact that I looked like I was going to tattle on him to Santa, but he let me go.
So you were dropping off a piece of artwork?
Yeah.
So for your listeners out there, she said I was dropping off this piece. And I got pulled over by a cop.
Thank you for keeping me on the straight.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I'm helping the listeners.
I've been stopping traffic since I was a minor jailbait.
Anything else you want to say derogatory?
You asked for the comedy.
She's probably gonna file a lawsuit against on the T Florida now.
He's way funnier.
Sexual harassment.
We don't have an HR department, and thank goodness for that.
Oh, exactly.
Well, your biggest fan has been waiting to get a cocktail. So
I am actually going to run up there, considering the fact that I'm very thirsty and I've been such a good girl.
Go see Deja at the bar.
Okay.
And she knows that there's a tab. I'll take a Champa Bay.
Okay.
Give him something. Well, I don't think he should be drinking. He's probably still on.
Give him a water. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Yeah, you get that.
Get him a Shirley Temple.
He's off the meds.
They switched it to red because as the Bucks are playing.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, so we're gonna have red Champa Bay.
Don't be whining, or you can ask her for blue. She can make you.
Hey, Patty, while you're up there, you need to come back when you come back with your beverage to tell us what the Christmas beverage is going to be.
You know, I have one. Absolutely.
We know that's going to take place.
All right.
You're dismissed.
get up there for a little ice pick vodka. Of course, our title sponsor. And Patty Suzette, lightening things up. This second hour will be a little more relaxing.
Yeah, it's fun.
I can't imagine being more relaxing. Come on now.
You ever seen somebody dote on someone in your entire life like this?
Well, I mean, the guy's a legend, and she is a legend as well. So,
I mean, we have something in common.
That's right.
So, one time are we calling Bill right after the top of the hour? Is that right?
Yeah, and it's after the top of the hour, isn't it? 6:15. We're having such a good time with our Christmas party. Time's a-wasting.
Yeah, it's way past the top of the hour.
Well, he's probably on another station by now. How many reports does he do a day?
Oh, it's numerous. In fact, what happens is anytime there's a major weather event in the United States, if Jim Cantore can't fill in, if Wild Bill Cerro does. In fact, Wild Bill's got a story about it's raining cheeseburgers. He's got a raining cheeseburger story. Actually, it was on the air, raining cheeseburgers wearing a Weather Channel jacket. He can tell that story, too.
Was it in Key West, Florida, near Jimmy Buffett's place?
Well, not exactly, but I can tell you that it was for a local restaurant up in Gainesville that was promoting their hamburgers. They needed somebody that not only looked like Jim Cantore, but somebody that had a nice personality that could actually pull off a weather report that talks about cheeseburgers raining, and you would actually believe it. So that's part cool. of his genre out there.
Hey, I want to commend you, by the way. You didn't hear last week. You weren't here, and I'm sure you didn't listen to our show. But the rendition you did of Robin Williams.
Yes.
The Scottish accent.
The late, great Robin Williams. And I got to meet him. I said that before I did
superb.
The homage to him.
It was superb. You don't have to do it again. Tell us how you met
Robin
Williams.
Robin Williams was doing a show at the University of Minnesota when I was working for CBS back then in the Twin Cities. And
cheers.
I said, yeah, let's go.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody. Happy. We're having an ice pick vodka toast here. On Central Avenue in downtown St. Petersburg. The weather is probably about 67 degrees.
At least one of us is dressed like an elf.
Hey, what about me?
At least one of us. Yes. There's two of us.
Well, Mike, I'm dressed like, who knows? They call me Mr. Christmas down there on Sunset Beach, by
Mike
the way.
Is dressed as Mr. Christmas.
Yeah.
Bill and I are flanking Patty, who is dressed as a beautiful elf, as
always. So I've got two bouncers
an
elf.
Two guys over 6'2", or 6'1". I'm 6'2" in the program. Bill, you're 6'4", 6'5",
6'4".
6'4". We found your old baseball card, if you will.
Have
you seen the new video for the show?
No, I have not.
That I put together? Well, you're in it.
It's a golf card.
It's a golf card, okay. But, you know, for folks like me, it's like looks and feels like a baseball card. But
Pro set.
The pro set. There you go. Absolutely. Did it come with like a pack of gum?
It did not, unfortunately. Oh,
I need to get one of those.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I need a Bill Butner original.
Oh, yeah. It's a great
shot. I'm making you sign it.
It's a great shot.
Oh, wow. Okay, well,
I think we should have
a
on the T Florida card made of her.
I think that would be a great idea.
That would be.
Work on my tan before we do the photo shoot.
Have you seen the new video for the show?
Huh?
Have you seen the new video for the show?
Yeah, I saw some of it.
I sent it to her.
Yeah, okay, I know. Cool. It was amazing. Yeah. I was so excited.
You're prominently there in it. did a great job.
Thank you so much.
All right, so...
Hey, Mike, I got two things here. One is check your text message. Bill's standing by the phone, ready to be called.
I've already sent it I've already sent it, the information up to Matt. I haven't heard from him, though.
The second thing I have to say is Mr. Christmas. You've been called Mr. Christmas. Did you know that in 2017, Mr. Christmas was a romance comedy starring Tom Jacobs on the Hallmark Channel? And it was such a great movie, it got 33% on Rotten Tomatoes. So there's your Christmas movie there, Mr. Christmas.
33%.
What channel was it on?
Hallmark.
Well, of course
it's the Hallmark channel.
Those movies blow, and I love Christmas music movies.
I would put you in a Hallmark movie in a heartbeat.
I think you'd be adorable
in a Hallmark movie.
I'm gonna read off what this movie's about. It says Tom Jacobs has built a business around helping clients find the perfect gift for their loved one. When he's hired to find a gift for his friend's girlfriend, he finds himself in a bit of trouble as the more he researches her, the more he likes her. So this is your typical Hallmark movie plot, and I can tell you, Mike, you'd be just perfect for it. We need to have the sequel to this, the 2024 sequel next year. But and you'll get much more than 33% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Thank you very much. Hey, I tell you, a guy that probably get more than 33% on anything is Wild Bill Sereau, and he's on the line right now as he is going to give us a little Christmas forecast
for St. Pete
and the rest of Florida.
Wild Bill. We doing all right up there?
We're doing fabulous.
We're doing good now. We've got Patty here.
Hi.
Oh, it's a crisp and cold night here, 57 degrees right here in Gainesville, Newberry. However, we were out practicing our scramble golf this morning. I had all six of our family out there at Hawkstone Golf Course in Gainesville because we are going to have a Christmas Eve morning scramble. And on Christmas Eve, it's going to be 54 degrees when we're out there. Oh, however, on Christmas Day, it is going to be rainy. Rudolph's going to have his rain gear on and some windshield wipers going over his ears, and I hope the nose is working well because it's got a 70% chance of rain up here in Gainesville. It sounds like pretty much across Florida. So if you guys are going to do your golfing, you're better off doing it tomorrow. Saturday, it's going to be bright and sunny at 72. Sunny, a cloudy 72, but rain on Monday. So how you guys all doing up there?
Well, we're doing fabulous. We've got Carrie in the house. You got to get down here for one of the shows. You came down my Sports Connection last year with your lovely bride, but you got to get down here one of these days and sit in on the golf show. You got Patty Suzette, Bill Butner, and of course Carrie McNally. Tom Gribben just left. You're kind of one of the gang. We got to get you down here for some photo ops and bring your lovely bride, and then John and Karen can come down and we'll just have a big old party. We got a lot of exciting things in 2024.
It'll be raining hamburgers.
Raining hamburgers. We'd be excited to do that. Plus, we gotta do our BGA Invitational up here this year.
What's the date of that that marquee event on the?
Well, I'm open to I'm open the dates because I need you guys here to do it. It's gonna be a wild event.
Do you even have Wi-Fi up there, my man?
Yes, I do. I'm actually outside talking on the Wi-Fi.
Beautiful. Hey,
Mike, I want to explain to our listeners out there, Wild Bill's got a backyard golf course, and he actually, this is a legit deal, you know. It's called the Backyard Golf Association, and it became famous, went viral on the internet during the COVID because we're all locked up in the house. We couldn't do anything, but he started televising the Backyard Golf Association. And what this consists of, I think Bill's got like 15 acres back there, and he's got real grass, and, you know, the quality of the grass on his golf course back there, it's not built or meant to be a golf course, but yet the grass quality is just as good as any country golf course that you see out there in the rural areas. And, you know, and he changes the holes around based on the time of year, the quality of the grass, and all the different conditions, but it's a legitimate deal that he actually broadcasts. So my day was so exciting when the COVID came. Is about, you know, after I got done yelling at the television set at the COVID White House team, I tune in on Facebook, and there he was with the BGA Invitational, you know, and it centers around all the majors and this and that and the other. So the Backyard Golf Association. In fact, I sent the link to Bill the other day. The backyard golf is something that's a real thing around the country. So Bill, why don't you tell our listeners out there, what the heck is the Backyard Golf Association, and what do you do up there?
Well, we were actually the only live sports during COVID in Florida. We were broadcasting like every other day, and we had the COVID Invitational, and we had the Thanksgiving COVID Invitational, and all sorts of things. But John's correct. I'm sitting on 15 acres here. I've kind of rolled the grass back here. We mow it tight, and I've got six holes, and I actually sunk 9 inches. Flower pots into the ground since we don't have putting greens, since it's pasture putting. And we got dog leg left, dog leg right. I even got water if you hit it out of bounds. And we got sand when we throw it out there. Plus, you got to worry about the turkeys. And speaking of turkeys, I'm taking a turkey down on Christmas Eve for Christmas Day. We're full blown here and all inclusive.
So is this kind of like a Scottish type format back in the day? I mean, it sounds a little rugged.
You got to think of more like a link, because we really haven't elevated or changed any ground. But we've got several different types of grass blown back here. And around the greens, believe it or not, I've got it down to less than an inch. So you can actually putt, but it's not the Masters.
Hey, Bill, do you have any Kentucky bluegrass and Hawaiian sensimilla?
Well, I'm not sure what types of grasses I got here, but I'm not allowing you to light any of it.
Jesus.
Well, I didn't know that Carl Spackler had showed up, but Carl Spackler had a question there for you. Hey, before we let you go, Bill, that was excellent insert there. What's your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song is the one by Elvis where he goes, Christmas, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh,
that song. Like,
oh, my God. You're spot on.
Don't quit your day job, Bill. Whatever you do, don't quit your day job.
Hey, why
my
Bill?
Day job is ripping out teeth.
Yeah, I'm curious to know how much wild turkey you've consumed.
Oh, there's all sorts of wild stuff here. Plus, I'm making my old Wild Bill's pepper spice. You get lucky enough to get some of that, it'll light your ass on fire the next day.
Sounds so lucky.
Oh, boy. We got to
get you on QVC with that sales pitch.
Yeah. I have the good fortune of being able to enjoy his culinary abilities, but I can tell you something right now. You walk in the door, it's like tear gas. I mean, from 60 feet away. You got to be really careful with that.
All right, last question. What's your favorite Christmas movie? And then we'll move on.
Elf. Elf is my favorite Christmas movie by hands down, Elf.
That's an excellent choice.
All right, well, Bill, well, you have a Merry Christmas, you and your entire family. We'll have to get up there one of these days and get involved on your nine-hole track? Six-hole track?
I got six holes, but it's unlimited, dependent tee boxes or mobile.
Wow. Tee off from where you're happy.
Yeah.
Wherever you're shooting from.
It's probably a course that I could actually play, so I'm going to have to get up there. What's the longest hole? It is
hack receptive.
Wow, there you go.
Well, Mike, you mentioned the unlimited. There's also a limited amount of craft beer up there, too, because the way the golf course is designed, you come by the garage every two holes, you come by the garage, and the beer cart is a four-wheel buggy that can ride through the swamp at any moment. So that's part of Golf Association genre.
Woo-hoo! Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Wild Bill.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the PGA.
All right.
Merry Christmas, Wild Bill.
Yank and Crank. He's the
Yank and Crank. What are you doing? We need some more. Yank and Crank.
Hey, have Santa drop off some more swag for us, too. We're going to need some for the 2024 contest. He's Wild Bill Soros, of course, a good friend of John Rager's.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
So, how are those ice picks?
This one has a hole in the bottom.
What the hell? You already drank it.
It actually has a hole in the top, and it correlates with a hole in your head, but I am willing to support you here, Bill.
Thank you, Mike.
And we both support ice pick.
Well, I want to thank Patty for showing up and making you finally smile.
Yay.
You should have seen him. You should have seen him stuffing popcorn in his pie hole. I left his microphone on. And all you can hear is he and Tom over here. They can't talk. They got the popcorn. I'm thinking, this is great radio. You clowns are not getting popcorn.
We were a little dry in the throat. That was the hard part. It was dry in the throat.
That was the worst part about sitting in traffic that long, is just knowing you were patiently waiting for me, dying of thirst. I was
dying
like, what if I didn't get here in time? You might not have made it.
I was told 5:45.
What are we drinking again?
Well, and I certainly
fabulous ice pick vodka.
And I certainly was not going to give you mouth to mouth, my friend. I might stomp on your chest a little bit, get the old ticker going, but you're not getting the Heimlich. You get the Heimlich out of me, but mouth to mouth, you're done. I dial 911.
Well, that is good news for me.
I don't think Bill's upset about that news at all.
So you don't care. You don't care if things go south.
We got to put Patty on the spot now. We need to know what our favorite Christmas beverage is going to be. Does it involve peppermint? What's going on?
I'm happy to oblige. Of course. So this, of course, is the holiday season. We're going to be doing a peppermint white Russian. So,
oh, my God. That sounds good.
I mean.
I had some rum chata peppermint at my party the other day.
I've never tried the rum chata.
It's a bomb.
But basically, you'll start with glass. You're going to rim them with simple syrup and then dip them in crushed peppermint. So candy cane. So you're going to have
Oh, my God, right up my alley.
Then you're going to fill it with ice, and you're going to build this over ice. So it's 1.5 ounces of Kahlua, 1.5 ounces of our fabulous ice pick vodka. It's so versatile. We have 1.5 ounces of peppermint schnapps, and then we're going to have 1 ounce of half and half to top it off. Give that a little swirl, and then you just have a whole glass full of holiday cheer.
The way she describes it is almost erotic. I'm sorry. But you definitely want some.
You didn't get to see the note card with all of my crappy chicken scratch on it. It was way less sexy.
That was wonderful. We got to get that posted. I'm going to have her send that up to you, John Rager. We'll get it posted on our social media.
That tomorrow. I'll be with my family. I'll need something useful to do.
So how many family members?
That's a great question. I think we're going to have probably about 9 or 10 people there. And I actually like all of them.
We talk so much.
Yeah.
And you like all of them?
Okay. Well, I mean.
That's unheard of.
It's a sliding scale, but I'm really close with my brothers. There's a lot of smack talk. So I'll let them know that I don't care about them.
This is a good topic. I'll ask you, Carrie McNally. If you have a family function,
yes.
For the most part, is everybody pretty copacetic and get along well, or is there always that one tension in the room that everybody's walking on eggshells during the Christmas?
I think it was like that when we were kids, because Dad was always this volcanic character. But nowadays, no, I think we're incredibly blessed. I'm trying to write a song, and the hook of the song is, "Friends I consider family, and family I consider friends." And we're very blessed in that regard.
That is an excellent.
Very good.
Very nice.
Well, write the rest of the lyrics and then have Tom Gribben and the Saltwater Cowboys bang that out on January 6th.
We'll just get a couple of more ice pick vodkas and get back to work writing it.
Right. Exactly. How about you, Bill Butner, up there in. Will you go to Massachusetts or North Carolina when you go back anywhere?
I went to Massachusetts mostly. And obviously, like you said, back in the day, there was that. Weird cousin, weird uncle that
I had several of those.
Knew about. But nowadays, it's a lot more togetherness, a lot more,
I think as you get older, you can start avoiding those people, though. Like, we have those family members, and we're like, you're just not invited. And now Christmas is lovely.
Well, of course, my favorite cinematic classic is Christmas Vacation.
Excellent.
I know every line in Christmas Vacation. If I was as talented as Mr. Kerry McNally, I could roll through them all because I do have them all memorized. My kids think I'm a frickin'.
All right, give us one Randy Quaid line from the movie.
Definitely Randy.
Go ahead and get yourself something real nice, Clark. As he's spending Clark's money and throwing 60-pound...
Dog food
for snots onto his cart. Yeah. Well, the gas.
Good. That was really good.
And that is known as Cousin Eddie. Character that Randy Quaid played.
And guess where I've been the last 2 weeks? Sitting there stuck on the couch watching
Christmas Vacation. How many times have you seen it?
Home Alone.
Okay.
I've watched all the movies.
All right, we're going to go right here. Favorite Christmas movie?
And no question, Christmas Vacation.
My man. Finally get along on one topic.
Wow.
I have the moose mugs. That's all I have to say. The actual moose mugs they were drinking out of in Christmas Vacation. I have a whole set of them, and I bought a set for my friends. It's ridiculous.
3 for 3 so far. Yeah. You already told us.
Elf is a close second.
No, you haven't told us your favorite movie.
No, you asked me my song.
Song,
which is I'll Be Home for Christmas. Favorite movie has got to be It's a Wonderful Life.
That is a great movie.
That is good.
However, especially where I am right now in my life, you know. It really resonates. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Touche.
Jimmy Stewart, I've already got through that a couple times in my lifetime.
Patty, don't you know me, Patty? Why do you make fun of me on the radio show, Patty? It's horrible. It's me, George Bailey.
I'm never going to be able to watch that movie.
This is what I wanted out of this show, was some levity and some humor. And we're finally getting there. All it took was a little ice pick vodka, and here we go. John Rager's looking for some alcohol up there so he can participate. John, your favorite movie?
Well, you know, it's a toss-up. My two favorite Christmas movies, and it's a real toss-up. It's hard to say. But it's a toss-up between Die Hard and then Die Hard 2.
Oh, my God. I'm muting your mic.
Die Hard? Christmas?
Die Hard is not a Christmas favorite movie.
Oh, it is a Christmas movie. You go Google that. You look it up. Bruce Willis, Nakatomi Towers. Die Hard 2, I think I like it better than Die Hard 1, but it's a toss-up between both those Christmas movies.
That is not a Christmas movie.
Exactly. John Rager, that's the last thing I thought you would say. I thought you had a little bit of Christmas spirit in your life. Not terrorists you know.
Hey, listen, John, I got your back there. My wife, that's one of her favorite Christmas movies, too. Kara loves Die Hard around the Christmas, because remember, it's Christmas time during the movie, and he's there to, you know, be there for his wife. And so there's that romantic piece to it, especially at the end when they're reunited.
A small piece.
Carrie, thank you for backing me up here.
That's not a Christmas movie.
That is not a Christmas movie.
Let's go to Google, everybody. Director John McTiernan and screenwriter Stephen E. D'Souza have both stated that Die Hard is unquestionably a Christmas movie, with lots of Christmas references and the main concept being a family gathering for December 25th. What more do fans need?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can name about 10 that are ahead of that particular movie. Home Alone 1 or 2, Carrie?
One. Yeah, never one. Needed two.
Well, it wasn't that bad of a sequel. Sequels typically are really bad. It wasn't. Two wasn't that bad. John, can I get some support there? Or are you going to go with some other off the wall selection?
So I'm ready to move on to our favorite Christmas songs.
Okay, what's your favorite Christmas song?
You want my favorite Christmas song?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
My favorite Christmas song is this. It's Baby, It's Cold Outside, the pre-politically correct version with Dean Martin. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Baby, It's Cold Outside?
It's called Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Baby, you guys have never heard of that song?
Of course I have.
Okay.
Of course I have. Baby, It's Cold Outside. Does that give you a yay or nay on that?
Yeah, that's a yay.
Yeah. That's a yay. Baby, It's Cold Outside is John's favorite.
It's weird how that song now has this other connotation to it.
So there was a stand-up comedian, and he was hilarious, not as funny as you, obviously, but he was very funny, and he made a comparison between Baby, It's Cold Outside, because it's got a lot of negative connotations that there was a little bit of a rapey vibe there, personally.
A little rapey vibe.
Yeah, she honestly sounded very willing, but whatever. That sounds terrible, I know. But then they compared it to the most popular song in America, which is WAP.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And it was so he just read the lyrics side by side. And the most pop, I can't even say it on the radio. I can't say any of the lyrics. It is so
His name is Tom Cotter.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
And he and I are going to be performing together.
Shut up.
Yes,
that's amazing.
The last weekend in March in Palm Harbor at Snapper's Grill and Comedy Club in Palm Harbor.
Really?
Yeah, five shows. Tom Cotter.
Put it in the book, Patty. Put it in the book.
Literally get out my planner.
She's so organized.
Yes.
I have to be. I organized 48 different artists during Art Basel this year.
Wow. All right, Bill Butner, your favorite Christmas song.
Oh, boy.
Do you even listen to music?
No, as long as the Tar Heels are playing, we don't have to listen to music.
Just your fight song?
What are we going to go with? That's feeling like Christmas.
What's the Grinch's theme song?
Wow.
that was for Gribben.
That's wow. Tom Gribben.
Yeah, Gribben was being the Grinch.
Bell.
She's so sweet when she's asleep.
How about like a really older one, like an older one, like Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
Nat King Cole.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Is that the name of the song?
It's a Christmas song. It's called...
No, it's what happens if he makes his wife really unhappy.
Ho! Oh! It's up! And it's good! Patty with a 65-foot field goal for the win.
For the win. Nice job there, young lady.
Bing Crosby. I agree with Bing Crosby.
White Christmas?
White Christmas.
Damn, you're old.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I resemble that remark.
Now, Nat King Cole, Chestnuts on an Open Fire has got to be my favorite. Hey, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wind down with some more Christmas conversation. I've got a couple of things that'll be interesting content. I'm John Rager can wind things down with his John Rager Report. We'll be back on the T Florida. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We've got our two golf simulators upstairs. We're downstairs, festively dressed. Out on the street, come down and see us. Kerry McNally, I can't stop smiling, staring at your.
Looks like the little boy from the Christmas Story.
He does, doesn't
like
he?
Right now, the pom-pom hat and everything, guys. It's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah, exactly, from the Christmas Story.
It's
amazing. Another great movie.
Excellent.
We'll be back on the T Florida. Stay tuned.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Kerry McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to our last segment of On the Tee Florida. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this December 22nd, just a few days away from Santa Claus arriving at your home. I don't know if this gang down here is going to have Santa. I don't know how we've been naughty or nice.
Krampus. We're getting Krampus.
Krampus. That is Patty Suzette, who's provided a lot of humor and levity as she arrived after getting pulled over by one of Florida's finest.
Florida's finest, and he was in every right to pull me over, but I am dressed like an elf, and apparently it's bad luck to arrest an elf before Christmas. So, yay.
Exactly.
I might wear this all year round, though.
I guarantee, if you would have had my jacket on...
Oh, you'd been put away.
Exactly.
100%.
It would have been the breath test, the whole deal.
Let's face it, if it was any one of us guys... Forget about it.
That's the reality of it.
Yes.
I tell people that wear what I'm wearing, don't leave that on in the car. That's a flag right away for the cops to pull you over.
You look like you've been partying for 3 days straight in Key West.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna lie.
Don't I? Yeah. I like that look. This is the Sunset Beach look.
His jacket lights up. The whole thing.
The whole thing. The hat.
Hey, it's got pants too, but yeah. I don't have them on. I have shorts on. Yeah. I have shorts on. I assure you.
He's behind the booth. We can't tell.
Yes. We're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs, where they're serving breakfast daily. And, of course, Michelob Ultra. They're on for 2024. And John Reagan and I have some breaking news in January about the 2024 season. That's going to include a lot of interactive participation upstairs on our simulators. And the rest of the month, it's BOGO. Come down and rent one for $40, and you get the second hour, so it's $20 an hour. You figure four guys come down, $5 for an hour isn't a bad deal.
Miami, you have one drink, it's $25, so that's a steal. Honestly.
That is a steal.
$5 an hour?
Exactly. So, again, name that cocktail. What would you call it?
That was a
peppermint. It's a Christmas cocktail.
It's a peppermint white Russian, and the cocktail card is now written all over with Kerry McNally's information for his show. I'm so excited.
Perfect.
But yes, it's the peppermint white Russian, and I will go ahead and send that over to you tomorrow so you guys can put it up on the site.
Okay, so we only got about 14 minutes. We'll start with Bill Buettner because I'm so proud of him. Toughing it out, getting off the couch. And I mean in all seriousness. I had a hip replacement. I didn't really expect you to come down. I thought we'd be calling in. But you're a warrior. You're showing your old jock, your old athlete attitude. You're not going to lay there and wither away. I'd be the same way. So what are your plans for the holidays?
The holidays, we have got St. Pete Country Club a lot. And then for the Christmas Day, we have family, all the kids coming in town. So... we're going to have a good time on Christmas Day.
Oh, so they're coming here?
Yeah, obviously they're from Tampa and local. So
you got grandkids?
I have a grand dog.
Grand dog?
Yeah, that's
those
all.
Those are the best kind. Yeah. Honestly, shopping for them is super easy.
That's what my daughter says all the time. I brought you grand animals, Daddy. I go, how about grandchildren? I don't see that ever happening. She loves that lifestyle in Chicago. She's in medicine.
So this is where we need that really dramatic music. As a bed for you.
Exactly. Yes. So, Patty Suzette, your plans?
I'm flying home at the absolute butt crack of dawn to go to Missouri.
Missouri? Where?
Missouri, I know. It's Kansas City.
Love Kansas City.
You could go to Iowa.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew you were going to go there. See? The minute Griffin left, I thought maybe I could get some respect.
I don't want to point out that he brought popcorn, but there's a theme going on here.
We already went through that.
I'm sure.
I'm Rodney Dangerfield. I get no respect.
You're much better looking, though.
There's a theme, all right. You're getting up at the butt crack to go to the show me state.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
very good.
And this is why we keep him around. But I'm bump cha. Yeah, I'm flying home, and I'll be. I know. I just talked my dad into buying a house at the Villages, and I was like, "Yay, close Christmas for me!" And my brother, he straight up shanked me on that one. He's like, "Hey, let's have Christmas at my house," and asked my dad first, and I was like, "Dang it!"
Did you grow up in Kansas City area?
No, I grew up in actually nobody knows where it is. It's Beulah, Missouri. I was born in Alaska.
I know where Beulah's at.
Beulah,
I'm from Iowa. I still have a property in Carthage, Missouri, with my ex. Yes, so I know all the little crap holes
is she
in Missouri.
There?
What's that?
Nothing. I didn't say that. Is there a pig farm nearby?
Oh, I got that. No, we're not related.
Okay.
We weren't cousins.
Oh, I said buried, married.
No, I didn't bury her down there. You go a little further
I was like,
down.
I can't
Arkansas.
Figure out why people would stay in
You go down to Arkansas. That's where Halloween's number one because they pumpkin.
Wow.
And this is a family show. I'm glad.
Ooh, I like it.
Anyway.
Happy holidays, everybody.
So you're going to have some fun there. Kerry McNally.
Oh, they don't want to talk to me anymore.
Wow. I don't know that I'm ever going to enjoy pumpkin pie again.
You will.
The way I did as a child when there was innocence.
Well, that went away right away. So what are your plans?
We're right here in St. Pete, having the family over. I think we're doing like a brunch on Christmas Day, and I'm the guy at the omelet station.
Oh, there you go. You found a spot in life.
That's right.
There you go.
Finally.
Good
I'm that
you.
Guy.
I hope you wear that hat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
good hat.
Please don't wear that hat. John Rager, what are you and the lovely Miss Karen, what are your plans for the holiday for Christmas?
Well, a little unusual for us. Normally, we're traveling every Christmas to somewhere, but, you know, we're going to stay close to home. You know, we got some grandkids that live close by, so we're going to be spend some time with them on Christmas Day. And plus, St. Augustine is maybe one of the most beautiful places you can go to during the Christmas season because they light up the entire Old Town. You know, for those who are familiar with St. Augustine, it's the world's oldest city, and literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people come every year to see all the lights lit up. So we're going to do that, and we got some family coming to visit, and we're looking forward to a great Christmas, pretty low-key, not traveling anywhere. And we'll probably sneak down to the beach because that's what you do on Christmas Day. You got to go to the beach if you live near the beach and enjoy. Hopefully the weather will be kind of nice, but we'll dip our toe in the Atlantic Ocean and go from there.
And do the ghosts sing Christmas carols down those old streets?
They do. They're kind of hard to hear, but because they fade in and out.
Sure. Yeah, I got you.
I bet that's absolutely gorgeous. So I make sure you post pictures or send some to me. Have you been over that way?
I have. It's been beautiful. I mean, it's a great environment.
Have you been that way?
Oh, I've been multiple times.
Everybody's been there, but I haven't. Have you been over there?
Well,
Christmas?
It's near the King and the Bear.
There you go.
One of my favorite golf courses on the planet Earth.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm the one who actually has to leave and go to really cold Missouri, and everybody else gets to enjoy the beach.
Don't be whining. Here's where I'm going.
Oh, here we go.
On the 26th, I'm catching a flight, and I'm flying to Sioux Falls, South, freeze your butt off, South Dakota.
Wow.
And then I'm driving down to Sioux City, Iowa, God's country, to see my grandchildren, my three grandchildren.
You got
to
bring the jacket and tie.
I'm bringing it all. My grandkids are going to look. It'll scare them. They're only 5'3 and 6 months. But when they see Papa in this, they'll be like running.
That's awesome.
But anyway, I can believe that.
I'm looking forward to it. I have not been back at Christmas time since I moved here 7.5 years ago.
You have a suit for radio.
Yeah, exactly. For my grandkids. But I was getting excited. I haven't seen snow. And I thought that'll be kind of cool, you know. So I was getting ready to go and buy some attire. It's going to be like 45, 48 degrees the entire week.
You've never seen snow?
No, I haven't seen it since I've been down here.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in that stuff.
Channel 63, that's the weather channel.
I got
you. You can see Syracuse and Buffalo and Detroit.
Yeah.
Or
you can buy that stuff on Amazon that looks like snow.
I wanted to experience it one last time.
Yeah, but don't eat it. It's not good for you.
My old carcass. 67, I wanted to freshen some
that's
memories. Now I'm going to see is this the ugly, you know what it's like in Missouri.
Yeah,
the dirt. You're disappointed that it's going to be so warm.
It never snows on Christmas. It
but everybody up there, I say that to them, I'm disappointed. They're like, what? Don't hex us.
Yeah, it's not cold enough. There's no snow. I'm disappointed.
That's what we want.
Gotcha.
But there's something.
You grew up in it. I grew up with snow in New York.
You've had white Christmas.
Of course. I've had lots of white Christmas.
I was born in Alaska. We had a white summer.
Yeah, more than a white.
I have had a white Christmas beyond belief.
The guy that may not have had a white Christmas is John Rager. John, have you ever had a white Christmas?
Well, not in Florida. I know January 19th, 1977, you had a blizzard down here in Florida. But if you live in Florida, you don't have a white Christmas. You have to go to visit the white Christmas. But, you know, we just spent an afternoon over at the Gaylord Palms Resort in a thing called ice. Ice is something that they do every year where they actually have all these ice sculptures. And they
That's cool. I went to it too.
Nine.
Very cool.
-9. So what we did at -9, we walked around, looked at the ice sculptures. But, you know, ice and snow is a great place to visit, not to live in, though. Not to live in. So, in Florida, the only snow you see is sitting in front of your television set watching reruns of Miami Vice. That's the only snow you're going to see in Florida.
I knew he was going to go there. You just stole Kerry McNally's Thunder, and I was going to go there as well. Down on the beach occasionally, some snow will roll in. And some bales.
Yes.
But
back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad it wasn't just me.
It wasn't.
Dying over here.
No.
We were all there.
We were all there.
We've got a bunch of demented minds here on the T-Floor.
I read Tom Gribben's book. There may have been mentions of bales. So.
Yeah, exactly. And it may be fictional, but it's based on some, let's just say, some true stories.
We're talking about The Last Florida Boy, which is Tom Gribben. He's part of the Entertainment Squad. It's a book that he wrote. He is St. Pete's most interesting man because he fronts a band. He's an attorney. He sculpts. He writes poetry.
Apparently has a completely hot wife who was in the Olympics.
Yes, that's true, too.
There's my man, Madman Mac, finally shows up.
Madman, how are you?
Madman Mac is in the house.
He's been the DJ down here for 28 years, Alan McIntosh, of course, McTavish. And he also subs as Elf from time to time. And are we going to see an appearance this year down at Ferg's?
We are. He's
Saturday?
Well, the Elf got a little heavy this year, so he's got to do a little sewing. But he'll be here.
The Elf doesn't look like he got that heavy, but do you need a seamstress between now and then? My neighbor's one.
Well, his friend keeps giving him this beer, and it puts weight on him.
Hey, I think someone gave me the advice to get one of these, and I've been humiliated the entire time I've worn these. Now I know why you didn't get one.
Complimented.
Yeah.
I think it looks much better than that yellow shirt that you usually have with has corn or something on it.
I don't feel like that's going in your favor.
Off the street, right off the bench.
No warm-up.
Get right into the game, dead center field, into the parking lot, through his truck's windshield.
Can you go Rodney Dangerfield? I get no respect for me. My God.
I'm going to work on that. Actually, the next show, I'm going to bring a bunch of Dangerfield stuff.
Yeah, because I need it when Gribben's around. But then Mac, of all people, my buddy.
That's your best friend, too. I mean,
it's my only friend. But his
that's not completely true.
Thank you. You just can't name any off the top of your head. Hey, his brother is was a fireman over in Tampa, and he was a policeman down here. They do the best Santa and Elf combination I've ever seen, and they're superb at it.
Is it like twins?
No, it's not like twins.
Okay.
Santa's bigger, the big brother. Uh-huh. Max, the little brother.
Okay, I wasn't sure what the disparity was there. Like, maybe one was a lot bigger.
Well, I think Mike and Patty make an interesting combination, too. I mean, with the bright lights that you have.
Yeah, I'm her grandpa, and she's over here. Hey, we only got a few minutes. John, a parting statement. We only got 3 minutes.
Well, you know, I think we need to close out the show with each one of ours, what kind of present we would want to give to all of our listeners out there and our golfers out there. So
we only got 2 minutes.
I'm going to start it off, and I'm just going to say that for everybody who's listening, all of our golfers, all of our sponsors, everybody involved with the show, our humor squad here, our other pro there, and certainly the hack, I just want to wish everybody peace on earth and goodwill to all.
Carrie McNally?
Yes, yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Happy, healthy New Year. And all we can do is just love each other and just be as kind as we can to each other.
Patty Suzette?
Happy holidays to you all, and may you all get out of at least one parking ticket.
Four speeding tickets.
Bill Butner?
Merry Christmas. May we stay healthy during all this time of fun and frolic.
Here.
Exactly. And get along with our family members. So from the Fergs 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard for John Rager, Carrie McNally, Patty Suzette, Tom Gribben, Bill Butner, Wild Bill Soros, Joe Bordeaux, Matt on the controls, always doing a great job for us, trying to keep up with the world that I've got going on. Thanks for listening. I'm the T. Florida, as always, God bless you. God bless America. Remember, keep it in the short grass, hit them straight, and Merry Christmas.